You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Oh, yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. It is exactly 6 o'clock in the morning, and it is a Tuesday. It is Tuesday. It is the 10th of May. Wonderful to be with you this morning. It's wonderful to be with you any morning, really, isn't it? It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Just a couple of things, or a few things, relevant to today's date. And we're going to start off, we're going to go back to the year 1867. Of course, this is all to do with the world of entertainment. 1876, it was Richard Wagner's centennial inaugural march. This was heard for the first time at the Centennial Exposition in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania. The Turtles in 1969 and the Temptations played the White House upon the request of Trisha Nixon. Mark Volman apparently fell off the stage 5 times. Stay off that stuff. And lastly for now, 1971, pop group Jethro Tull plays a gig in Denver in a cloud of tear gas after police fire canisters of gas into the audience. Yes, as they say, that must have been a gas.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I love the way you talk. I like the things you wear. I want your number tattooed on my arm in ink, I swear. 'Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear. Come with me, I swear. I'm gonna take you somewhere warm. You know, j'adore la mer. 'Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear. Tattooed on my arm in ink, I swear. 'Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. But every time I turn around, you disappear.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Oh, there we go. Two in a row bring us in this morning. And that last one, that comes from In Excess. And that was called Disappear, which I will do probably around about 10 o'clock. Before that one, Niall Horan. How many of you remember that name? He is an Irish singer-songwriter. He rose to prominence as a member of the English-Irish boy band One Direction, which was formed back in, 2010 now. They were on the British singing competition, The X Factor. The group itself released 5 albums and went on to become one of the best-selling boy bands of all time. And the band had a bit of a hiatus in 2016, and Horan signed a recording deal as a solo artist with Capitol Records. And his debut studio album, Flicker, did pretty well. Got to number one in a number of countries. And that one, it was called Nice to Meet You. And it is as well. 10 minutes if you keep an eye on the time after the hour of 6 o'clock. Nice to know he's happy to be stuck with us anyway, isn't it? Huey Lewis and the news there, and stuck with you. And yes, it, you're going to be, if you want to be anyway, you can be stuck with me through till 10 o'clock this morning, as we do. What have we got lined up for you this morning? We've got all our usual bits and pieces, of course. I do have a guest coming in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that. A little bit later on in this morning's program, looking forward to that. And also, yeah, don't forget, I know normally, for those of you that haven't listened to us for a little while, on Tuesday we often, we used to link up, didn't we, with our feisty foodie, Sarah Solomon. But Sarah's staying up there, she's sort of doing other bits and pieces. By the way, if you are a chef or a cook and you'd like to do little recipes for us here on The Breakfast Show, you can do that. Just give Yasmin a call on 223 223-5162. So glad I remembered the number. Time on the Breakfast Show. I tell you what, it's always exactly time to do this. Indeed, we're going to put you in the shower this morning. Now, let me see, what have I got for you in the shower this morning? I tell you what, remember the Stars on 45 series of records? Got one of those for you. You're going to love this. I enjoyed that one. Don't know about you lot. Anyway, get out of the shower. Come on. There we go. Making your way off to where it is you're going on this Tuesday morning. This Tuesday is the 10th of May. Lovely to have you with us this morning. Now, by the way, all my sort of favourite tracks on there from the Rolling Stones, of course. And I love the way they manage to find people and actually imitate them so well. That brings us to, if you are keeping an eye on the time, just quickly, 21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. And I mentioned I had a guest joining me in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, which I'm looking forward to. It's going to be all rather nice. And we have a lady coming in to chat with us. Stuart. Yes, yeah, Stuart Dunn. That is her name. She's coming in to chat with us. She's a children's book author, living and loving Panama, she says. And she's got a new book. It's called Nico's New Necklace and Nico and the Pollution Problem. This is a kiddie's book. What I love about this is not just sort of like a great story, but it's also giving a strong message to the kids. Especially when it comes to pollution and rubbish in the seas and things like that. So they can tell us to get it right, as they have been doing. And congratulations to them. We need help. Coming down 22 after the hour for 6 o'clock. This is Hazel Dean and Heart First.
I feel him watching me, wanting me, waiting for the perfect opportunity. The moment's here and now, but he's losing ground, thinking that a better time might come around. Don't anticipate a cold reaction when you feel that physical attraction. Don't you jump and jump in heart first, love first. You're on the edge. But I heard him say softly, excuse me, why don't you stay? And so we talked a while, and then I saw him smile, and I let the boy set my heart on fire. Why would you ever want to fight this feeling? Just let go and send your senses reeling. Don't you show and jump in you're not.
Thank you.
there we go. Train and Hey Soul Sister, following on from Hazel Dean's and Heart First. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are making our way to 28 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales. @AlóricaPanamá.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And indeed, and welcome to The Breakfast Show. If you've just tuned in, we are now looking at the time. We're just coming up for 29 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, and it is Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday, and it is the 10th of May. Let's take a look at some of the local news. We're going to be looking at this, of course, in more detail a little bit later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. Starting off with the epidemiological report of yesterday. In the last 24 hours, one death was reported from COVID-19. And this is now bringing the total number of deaths to 8,194. Now, according to the Ministry of Health, in the last 24 hours, 1,359 new positive cases were detected for a positivity of 22.4%. They did 6,080 new tests to find those infections. Now, while the active cases add up to 13,732, of which 13,577 are in home isolation and 155 hospitalized. Now, those in isolation, they're divided into 13,548 at home and 29 in those so-called hospital hotels. Actually hospitalized, we've got 136 patients in the wards and 19 in the intensive care units. After a coordination meeting, the Ministries of Health and Education decided on the morning of this Monday, that's yesterday, to maintain the 2022 school year and reinforce some criteria and equipment that monitor the COVID-19 pandemic. The Ministers of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, and of Education, Maruja Gorde de Villalobos, analysed various points with the aim of mitigating the increase in positive cases due to COVID-19 in the country's educational centres. It was added that the school year remains normal and closure has not been considered. However, decisions will be made in some schools according to the indicators in the number of cases. And moving on, let me see, we've got 20, says here, for 24 extendable hours, the general strike of the Coalition of Unity for Colón is extended. Now, after receiving no response from the national government to the demands for the execution of projects control of fuel prices, another request from civil society, was announced at a press conference on Monday night on yesterday. So that is carrying on from yesterday. Eduardo Voltier, leader of the CUCO, said that the actions will continue until the government fulfills its promises for the benefit of the province. Enough of demagoguery. We need a new hospital, sports arenas, attention to schools, a new bus terminal worthy of the people of Colón, attention to the needs of the coast up and down, improvements to the roads, and new sources of employment. I tell you what, I must admit, I can sympathize with them, but I do think people need to just sit down and think at the moment, where's the money coming from? Because, I don't know if you've noticed, but we've just sort of, well, we're still in a pandemic. We're only in our fifth wave. Where is the money coming from all these things? I think we all have to just sort of sit back and just think about it. You know, fuel prices, don't blame the government in Panama for the fuel prices. You need to blame the people sitting in the Kremlin for that. There's not much the government can do about it. We have to import all of our fuel. So I think we need to be a little bit patient. I do sympathize 100%. This is where we were going. This is what was promised. But just please think for a minute. Where is the money going to come from right now for all of these projects? Security Minister Juan Manuel Pino reported that Panama and Colombia are continuing talks to build a binational base in the Caribbean as part of actions to combat drug trafficking in the region. He says, I spoke directly and we agreed with Minister Diego Molano, a new binational coastal base in the Caribbean in La Miel, said Pino, who added that this is a priority. Pino's statements were given when asked about security in the province of Darien, highlighting that he has met on several occasions with the Colombian Defense Minister and that Panama's intention is to improve border surveillance in the Darien. Three officials from various entities were sanctioned for breaches of the Code of Ethics, the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information reported on Monday. The fines ranged from 10% to 50% of the server's salary, the entity said in a statement. The 16-year-old Valentino Mini, yay, who represents Panama, obtained 7th place among 24 participants in the Pauville Urban Circuit of the French Formula 4 Championship. Mini, who was in race 2, added his first 2 points in this French Championship and managed to be in 7th place, despite starting in 15th position. This is wonderful. He's doing as well as Lewis Hamilton then. The first round of the championship was in the town of Nogaro, and the third race will be in the Magny-Cours circuit. So he's doing a great job. I'm living my sort of life vicariously, I think, through Valentino. The streets of the Panama Pacifico sector in the Arihan district were the scene on Sunday, the 8th of May, of the Spring 2030 Decathlon, in which more than 100 athletes from both branches participated. In the male branch, Andreas Angrisano took first place with a time of 1 hour, 6 minutes and 57 seconds, followed by Alan Jaramillo, who made a time of 1 hour, 8 minutes and 34 seconds, and Adrian Camacho, who recorded a time of 1 hour, 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Well, in the female branch, the winner was the Venezuelan Williana Rojas with a time of 1 hour, 9 minutes and 17 seconds. And she was followed by Brenda Young with a time of 1 hour, 16 minutes and 7 seconds. And Claudia Lainez with 1 hour, 17 minutes and 24 seconds. So congratulations to all those. Yeah, I thought we managed to get a bit of sport in today. Why not? Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 22 and a half minutes before 7.
I wandered around, nothing more than time on my hands. I was lost in the night with no sight of you. And at times it was so blue and lonely, heading for the light. Close to the edge, hanging by my fingernails.
station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
You must understand, the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That is only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do, got to do with it?
Go, yes, two in a row. We started off with, you know what, I've taken it off again, I've done it again. It was, let me see, Heading for the Light, of course, by the Traveling Wilburys, there it is. Of course, what a super group that was as well. George Harrison, but we had Tom Petty, Bob Dylan. Gosh, what a group that was. All put together just for a few tracks. And there we go. And that was followed by Tina Turner, together with Kygo, and What's Love Got to Do with It. And just looking at the world of entertainment, on this day, if you want to go back to the year 1964, there was an English lady singer, her name was Dusty Springfield, but she made her US television debut on this day, back in 1964, on The Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah.
that's it. There's Dusty Springfield, and that was I Only Want to Be With You. Now, still to come on The Breakfast Show, if you've just joined us, good morning. We're just making our way up to 11 minutes before 7. And what do we do at 7 o'clock? We take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. At 7.30, we'll look at some of the international business headlines. And in between the two, we're going to take a look at the weather. What I can tell you right now with regards to the weather, it is cloudy. Whether that's going to improve or not, well, we'll just have to find out, won't we? 8 and 9 o'clock, local news that we mentioned at half past 6 o'clock, but in more detail. And don't forget, that's 8 and 9 o'clock. And my guest in the 8 o'clock hour is a children's author, and that's Stuart Dunn, coming in to chat with us later on. Plus, plenty of great music going right through to 10 o'clock. Oh, we will be, of course, checking in with Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her everyday story of country folk. Hopefully she managed to get out of town yesterday after her car broke down. And also with Yasmin. We'll be chatting with Yasmin as well to see what she was up to. I know she was going to see a few museums yesterday. And also perhaps a couple of Born on This Day in music. go. That is Skew Whiff, and it's called Love Power. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are just a few seconds away, 6 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine. Plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody.
Song that was All Along the Watchtower. It was originally recorded and written by Bob Dylan and initially appeared on his 1967 album called John Wesley Harding. It's been included on most of Dylan's subsequent greatest hits compilations as well. Since the late 1970s, he has performed it in concert more than any of his other songs. Now, different versions appear on four of Dylan's live albums as well. Now, covered by numerous artists in various genres all along the Watchtower, strongly identified with the interpretation of one we just played, Jimi Hendrix, and that was recorded for the album Electric Ladyland. And that was with the Jimi Hendrix Experience. His version, released 6 months after Dylan's original recording, became a top 20 single in 1968 and received a Grammy Hall of Fame Award in 2001. Ranked 48th on the Rolling Stone magazine's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. That's saying quite something, isn't it? You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
And there we go. And the time, if you are keeping in time, exactly 7 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. Time to take a look at some of the international news for this morning. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday that he is worried that Russian President Vladimir Putin does not have a way out of the Ukraine war. And Biden said that he was trying to figure out what to do about it. Biden, speaking at a political fundraiser in a Washington suburb, said that Putin had mistakenly believed the invasion of Ukraine would break up NATO and break up the European Union. Instead, the United States and many European countries have rallied to Ukraine's side. The Philippines woke up to a new but familiar political landscape on Tuesday after an election triumph by Ferdinand Marcos Jr. paved the way for a once unimaginable return to the country's highest office for its most notorious political dynasty. Marcos, better known as Bongbong, trounced a bitter rival, Lenny Robredo, to become the first candidate in recent history to win an outright majority in a Philippines presidential election, marking a stunning comeback by the son and namesake of an ousted dictator that has been decades in the making. China's foreign ministry on Tuesday slammed the United States for changing the wording on the State Department website about Taiwan, saying that political manipulation will not succeed in changing the status quo in the Taiwan Strait. The State Department website's section on Taiwan has removed wording both on not supporting Taiwan independence and acknowledging Beijing's position that Taiwan is part of China. But China's government considered the democratically ruled island, of course, to be inavoidable Chinese territory. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Xiao Lijian told reporters in Beijing that there is only one China, Taiwan belongs to China, and that the People's Republic of China is the sole legal government representing the whole country. The United States changing of its fact sheet on Taiwan-U.S. ties is a petty act of fictionalizing and hollowing out the One China principle, he added. The selection process for a new chief executive in Hong Kong is a source of grave concern and underscores wider worries about fundamental freedoms there. A group of seven statements said on Monday, prompting a rebuke again from China. Hong Kong's leader in waiting, John Lee, was endorsed for the city's top job on Sunday by a committee stacked with pro-Beijing loyalists as the financial hub attempts to relaunch itself after several years of political upheaval. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Monday that he was in favour of a new type of political European community that would allow countries outside the European Union, including Ukraine and Britain, to join the European core values. Speaking to the European Parliament in Strasbourg, Macron called on his re-election last month a signal that the French had wanted more Europe. but he made clear that Ukraine's desire to join the bloc would take several years, and as a result needed to be given some hope in the short term. Asked if Russia would rule out a preemptive tactical nuclear strike on Ukraine, Russia's deputy foreign minister said on Tuesday that a decision on the possible use of nuclear weapons was clearly set out in Russia's military doctrine, RIA reported. We have a military doctrine, everything is written there, Alexander Grushko said. He was quoted by the state news agency, the RIA. Russia's official military deployment principles allow for the use of nuclear weapons if they or other types of weapons of mass destruction are used against it, or if the Russian state faces an existential threat from conventional weapons. And Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday ordered the creation of a working group on international payments, whose task will include figuring out terms for transactions with unfriendly states. Putin said in March that Russia, the world's largest natural gas producer, would require countries it deems hostile to pay for fuel in rubles by opening accounts at Gazprom Bank and making payments in euros or dollars to be converted into Russian currency. Poland and Bulgaria refused to comply, and Russian energy giant Gazprom cut them off last month. The Kremlin has said that the same will happen to anyone else who rejects the new payment terms. Colombia. Emissaries of Mexican drug cartels are involving themselves more closely in cocaine production in Colombia, paying farmers in advance and pushing cultivation of highly productive strains. Coca growers, security officials and rights activists have reported. Now, top Mexican cartels like the Sinaloa and Jalisco Nueva Generación, which have large areas of influence within Mexico and engage in brutal violence for control of drug routes, have long purchased cocaine from Colombia's guerrilla groups and crime gangs. And that's it. That's our look at some of the things in the international news on this Tuesday morning. Time on The Breakfast Show right now is 6 minutes exactly after 7 o'clock. That is The Clash and Train in Vain. Time on The Breakfast Show, yes, keep you up to date, 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, and let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. She was up bright and early this morning. She sort of sent me a good morning message around about 1:45, well, I think it was a bit earlier than that. Let me see, I can tell you, because it's all on here, isn't it? 5:43, there you are. She said good morning this morning. She's up and about and on her way to work. She says, good morning, everybody. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning, Mary Lou. Of course we can. Rancho Azul from Calixtico.
Jerry D.
Never.
Sounds like a description of driving in Panama, really, that one, doesn't it? 48 crash. That was Susie Quatros. It was her third solo single and released after Can the Can. Included on her debut album, Susie Quatro, known as Can the Can in Australia, by the way. It later appeared as a track on her 1995 album, What Goes Around, and the single peaked at number 3 in the UK in July of 1973 and number 1 in Australia for 1 week. It also got to number 2 in Germany and charted well in other European countries as well. Susie Quatro there, and 48 crash. Right, shall we take a look and see what the weather is doing on this Tuesday? We're going to go over and start in the province of Colón, in Costa Arriba. And what I can tell you is the maximum temperature over there during today will be 31 degrees, the maximum. Minimum will be 22, with 38 degrees Celsius being the thermal sensation. The relative humidity up at 90%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, stormy rains in the afternoon, and tonight we've got cloudy as well. Now, let's move across. Take a look at West Panama, and we've got 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 22 being the minimum. A little bit hotter at 39 degrees Celsius. Yeah, you've got it. Last of mild discomfort. And 88% is the relative humidity. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning. Isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And tonight we've got isolated showers. Moving along the coast to us here. Let's see what is applicable to us here in the metropolitan area. We've got 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum, with 23 being the minimum. 39 degrees Celsius will be the thermal sensation, and relative humidity at 89%. So it's going to be hot and sticky. What have we got? We've got partially cloudy during the course this morning. Yeah, I guess we can say that. I would say a little bit more than that, because we haven't seen the sun popping through yet this morning, but it's still early. This afternoon, isolated rains and thunderstorms and isolated showers tonight. Moving out to the Perlis Islands, going out to the Gulf of Panama, 28 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 21 degrees being the minimum. I tell you what, they've got the best thermal sensation for today, 35 degrees Celsius, but their relative humidity is up there at 94%. Stormy rains during the course of this morning, afternoon, and tonight will be cloudy. So storms during the morning, the afternoon, and cloudy tonight. So there we go. Now let's move on and look at maritime conditions for today. Starting off with the tides in the Pacific, the first low tide was at 4:32 this morning. That was 1.31 metres. The high tide will be this morning at 10:54, and that'll be 3.69 metres. Low tide again, 5:15 in the afternoon, 1.46 metres. The last high tide, that's going to be at 11:19 tonight, 3.57 metres. On the Caribbean, let's see what's in store for us there. Low tide, that was at 12:36 this morning. That was 0.09 of a metre. High tide, that was at 6:42, and that was 0.24 of a metre. Low tide, that will be the next one. That's at 2:01 in the afternoon, just a fraction after 2 o'clock, minus 0.06 of a metre. And the last high tide, that'll be at 8:51 tonight, and that'll be 0.15 of a meter. So there are the tides for you. Now let's take a look if you are going to be on the water today, what's in store for you. Starting off on the Caribbean for this morning, no advisory for you. Good conditions for this morning, with 5 to 10 kilometer an hour winds coming from the northwest, so fairly light winds. The waves, they're going to be at 3 feet. During the course of the afternoon, good conditions are still prevailing. 7 to 15 kilometre an hour winds coming from the northwest. Waves, well, they're going to stay there at 3 feet. Moving over to the Pacific for this morning, 5 to 10 kilometre an hour winds coming from the west-northwest on the Pacific side, with waves at 3 feet. Good conditions, no advisory. In the afternoon, good conditions are continuing. Winds are dropping down to just a very light breeze at 3 to 7 kilometres an hour coming in from the west. Waves, well, they're not going to change. They're going to stay at 3 feet. So there you go. There's your weather for this morning. Really, it's... What a wonderful day for a daydream. Don't you think so?
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream. 'Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. I'll find a face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream. Custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy.
With all the tracks you remember, it's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
It's the summertime affair. Shove it. Ha! Hurry up on. Sun and funny atmosphere. Oh, yes.
In the summertime when the weather is high and you can stretch right up and touch the sky. And when the weather is fine and you got me on your mind.
It's a summertime affair in the atmosphere. I'm a lover, a tire, and the clothes that she wear. Some of them are bone off, them tires, some of them are job don't care. Well, some of them are shine up, some are wax up, not a sign of clear. Gotta be rolling in mattresses that the girls them stare. This is Shaggy and Raven as the ultimate beer. Taking care of her career, so tell the world beware. 'Cause it's a brand new selection for your musical air. She looked at me and gave me a grin. I'm an offered her a drink and she said juice and gin. And as I whispered in her ear, I asked her, how you doing? Where was it that I resided? And I told her Brooklyn. Atmosphere filled with romance, I first sparkling. Just her voice and what she said, I let my poor head spin. Ragamuffin shugging now with a musical swing. I said, pretty little woman, sexy as skin. Yeah, sweet as a honey sting like bumblebee. I said, pretty little woman, sexy as skin. Yeah, sweet as a honey sting like bumblebee.
woman, sexy as can be, sweet as honey, sing like bumblebee. I say pretty little woman, sexy as can be, sweet as honey, sing like bumblebee. It's a summertime appearing at the atmosphere. I'm a lover, a tire on the clothes that she wear. Some of them are bun down, them tire, some of them are drop down here. Well, some of them are shined up, some are wax up, not a sign of smear. Gotta be rolling my crystals at the girls, them stare. Shaggy on the river and as the ultimate beer. Taking care of our careers, so tell the world beware, cause it's a brand new selection for your musical era.
I do like that. And, of course, the original one of that song, In the Summertime, it was originally a debut single by the British rock band Mungo Jerry, and written and composed by Ray Dorset, their lead singer, and celebrates the carefree days of summer in 1970. Got to number one, their version got to number one in the charts. That was around the world, including 7 weeks on the UK singles chart as well. But that particular version we just played, that was 1995 when that was released by the Jamaican-American reggae musician Shaggy. Covered the song, released it as the lead single for his third studio album, which was called Boombastic. Well, aside from addition of some rap lyrics, Shaggy's version and substitutes other lyrics as well for the song's original lines. And it says here, quote, have a drink and have a drive. Naughty. Shaggy also performed the song on an episode of Baywatch as well. A year after its release, the song was re-recorded and released specifically for the film Flipper under the title In the Summertime. There's a song that's got plenty of uses, isn't it? Time on The Breakfast Show, 28 and a half minutes, and that's after the hour of what? After the hour of 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Great to be with you. It is a Tuesday morning, by the way, 7:30 the hour of 7 o'clock. If you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. Where have you been? Let's take a look at some of the international business news for this Tuesday morning. European stock indices opened higher on Tuesday, with risk appetite showing some recovery after Monday's sharp falls. But analysts said that fears over lower growth are still weighing down on the markets. Asian equities slipped to their lowest in nearly 2 years overnight before trimming losses. A tumble in stock markets so far this month is attributed to a combination of monetary tightening by major central banks and a slowdown in economic growth. Last week, central banks in the United States, Britain and Australia raised interest rates, and investors girded for more tightening as policymakers fought soaring inflation. Although these drivers persisted on Tuesday, markets saw a slight recovery, which U.S. stock futures suggested would continue through to Wall Street's opening. At 7.52 GMT, the MSCI World Equity Index, which tracks shares in 50 countries, was trading flat, having touched its lowest since late 2020 earlier in the session. Europe's stocks 600 was up 0.8%, but the gain was small relative to its 6.6% loss so far in May. S&P 500 futures were up around 0.8%, while Nasdaq futures rose 1.3%. Retail gasoline prices in the United States rose on Tuesday and hit another all-time record, surpassing one set in March as global refineries grappled with a bottleneck that has sent prices soaring ahead of the driving season. The average cost of a retail gallon of gasoline hit $4.374 early on Tuesday, according to the American Automobile Association, surpassing the former record of $4.331. Since March the 30th, Brent crude futures have lost 7%, but gasoline futures are up 9.4%. and hit a record on Friday of $3.7590 per gallon before selling off on Monday. Bitcoin has scant experience with rising interest rates, posing perils for investors looking to capitalize on its dramatic drop. The cryptocurrency has tanked along with other risk assets such as tech stocks after the Fed amped up rates last week, sending them on a trajectory that's expected to pass 3% early next year. Bitcoin was an awkward child on the fringes of finance during the Fed's previous tightening cycle from 2016 to 2019 and was barely correlated with stocks. The last time interest rates hit 3% in 2008, it was but a gleam in the eye of Satoshi Nakamoto. Well, crypto price moves are baffling at the best of times, let alone when the market's entering uncharted waters, upping the risk level for traders pondering buying the dip. Well, Bitcoin fell to $29,731 on Tuesday. This is its lowest level since July of 2021, after dropping nearly 12% just last week, its worst weekly loss since January. Tesla Inc. has halted most of its production at its Shanghai plant due to problems securing parts for its electric vehicles, according to an internal memo seen by Reuters, the latest in a series of difficulties for the factory. The automaker's sales in China had already slumped by 98% in April from a month earlier. Data released by the China Passenger Car Association showed on Tuesday, underscoring the hit from China's hard COVID-19 lockdowns. Shanghai is in its now sixth week of an intensifying lockdown that has tested the ability of manufacturers to operate amid hard restrictions on the movement of people and materials. KKR and BlackRock have received Chinese regulatory approvals, allowing them newly formed local units to raise funds for investing overseas, official filings have shown. The approvals are the biggest of their kind so far this year and signal that Beijing is forging ahead with opening its financial markets to foreigners, despite worries over currency depreciation and prolonged COVID-related lockdowns in its financial center, Shanghai. And United States small business confidence held steady in April after three straight monthly declines, but owners remained worried about high inflation and worker shortages, a survey showed on Tuesday. The National Federation of Independent Business said its Small Business Optimism Index was unchanged at a reading of 93.2 last month. The index had declined since January. 32% of owners reported that inflation was their single most important problem in operating their business, and that was the largest share since the fourth quarter of 1980 and was up a point from March. And what Mrs. Zhang didn't expect when she hunkered down for Shanghai's citywide lockdown was complimentary ready meals and desserts from luxury brands such as Louis Vuitton and Cartier to start arriving the very next day. Well, since the COVID-19 containment began on the 1st of April, closing stores and paralyzing online shopping brands, they have overcome attendant delivery difficulties to gift provisions to important clients, like 24-year-old entrepreneur Zhang. Though not high-value gifts, the effort to keep in touch was impressed, and it surprised us, said Zhang, who wanted to be identified by surname only, citing privacy. When we had the pandemic here, I don't remember getting anything from Cartier or from Louis Vuitton. Mind you, I don't even like that. It scares me going into the stores. Here's Helen Reddy on The Breakfast Show at 22 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know, and your baby. Lovers appear in your room each night and they whirl you across the floor. But they always seem to fade away when your daddy taps on your door. Angie girl, are you alright?
Well, maybe. talking to my eyes. I ain't that kind of guy. It's cold outside and I can't tell you to go. All the roads are frozen and I'm begging you not to drive home. Stay with me tonight. Lay your head down next to mine. Stay with me tonight. Oh, let's leave.
Mr. Rod Stewart, can't mistake him, can you? And that's called Please. And the same before that, Helen Reddy and Angie Baby. I tell you what I thought I would do. I'd sort of come here to my little tablet-y thingy. Let's take a look at, see if there's any good news stories around and about, shall we? Here we go. DoorDash driver saves customer's life during a pizza delivery. Here we go. If you're ordering your pizza. In an instant, Sofia Furtado went from delivering a pizza to saving a life. This was on the 11th of February. Karen Herbert Sullivan ordered a late-night pizza and waited for the delivery outside of her home in West Island of Fairhaven in Massachusetts. Sullivan previously injured her knee and as she stood outside, felt it give out on her. She dropped to the ground, hitting her head. Furtado, a DoorDash driver, pulled up to Sullivan's house, and when she saw that Sullivan was unresponsive and bleeding, her previous emergency medical technician training kicked in. She yelled for help, and Sullivan's husband, who was asleep inside, heard her and called 911. Furtado stabilized Sullivan's neck to protect her spine and didn't move until medics arrived. Sullivan was hospitalized for 3 weeks. and while she still recovering, was on hand to see Furtado receive a life-saving award from the Fairhaven Police Department and a $1,000 educational grant from DoorDash. Sullivan told CNN she is so thankful for Furtado, her life-saving skills, and their new friendship, adding that she's my guardian angel. There you go. See, nice things do happen. Really, they do. You just got to look around for them. Here on The Breakfast Show, let's see what the time's doing. We are making our way down to 12 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. Don't forget, 8 o'clock, we are going to be looking at the local news in a bit more detail. We did look at the headlines earlier on at 6:30 this morning. And also, don't forget my guest in the next hour. I'll remind you about that after some Guns N' Roses. Used to Love Her is what it's called. I used to love her, but I had to kill her. 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock this morning on The Breakfast Show. Good morning to Renee. She just joined us. Good morning. What a crazy song. I never heard it. Yes, it's a special one. Right, 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. By the way, did you realise, I don't know if you saw it on the news, an iconic painting of Marilyn Monroe by Andy Warhol. It's been auctioned for $195 million. That's about £158.17 million, making it the most expensive piece of 20th century art ever sold. The painting, Shot to Sage, Blue Marilyn, was painted by Warhol in 1964, using a famous photograph as inspiration. The amount is also, by the way, the highest ever paid for an American work of art. The Christie's auction in New York was widely seen as a symbol of the luxury art market's health. Ahead of the auction, Christie's wrote that the painting is one of the rarest and most transcendent images in existence, with a selling price in the region of $200 million. The auction ended up with a sale price of $170 million, which rose to $195 million in taxes and fees taken into account. Yeah, fees, gosh, well, good grief. The previous record price, by the way, for a piece of American artwork was $110.5 million for a skull painting created in 1982 by Warhol's sometimes friend and sometimes competitor, Jean-Michel Basquiat. The final price also smashes, by the way, the previous record for a 20th century work of art set in 2015. This was when a 1955 painting by Pablo Picasso, Le Femme d'Alger, version zero, sold for $179.4 million, including fees. Well, I don't know if you ask me, it's so cheap at half the price, really, isn't it?
I found a love for me. Well, darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were one waiting for me. Just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Well, darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes, you're holding mine. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it. Darling, you look perfect tonight.
Sei la mia donna, la forza delle onde del mare. Cogli i miei sogni, i miei segreti, molto di più. Spero che un giorno l'amore che ci ha accompagnato diventi casa, la mia famiglia, diventi noi. E siamo sempre bambini, ma nulla è impossibile. Non ti lascerò, mi baci piano ed io torno ad esistere, e nel tuo sguardo crescerò. Ballo con te nell'oscurità.
We go Ed Sheeran together with Andrea Bocelli, and that one is called, of course, you know that one when he did it on his own. It's called Perfect. Right, let me see. Oh, I tell you what, just got a couple of pictures in from Renee. Thank you for that, because she was just up in New York City, wasn't she? And she sent a couple of pictures from the. It's a picture of the Christie's auction house with a projection of that Marilyn Monroe picture on the front. Quite impressive. Take us up to the top of the hour. This is Cilla Black. Surround yourself with sorrows.
The water falling down. Falling down outside your head. You do your best to turn the tide, but can't forget everything he said. The pressure's getting far too great. Watch the water falling down, like a neon in your head. The neon's flashing up and on, recalling everything he said. You've lost the fight for love today.
Cool FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alóricapanamá.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
This time, this place, misused, mistakes, too long, too late, who was I? Just one breath, just in case there's just one left.
There we go, two in a row. We started off with Nickelback and Far Away, and that was followed there. That was The Cause and Irresistible. Time on The Breakfast Show, 21 minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to link up in a second with Ingrid, and one more piece of music, and I'll be able to introduce my guest for this morning, Stuart Dunn. Yes, a children's book author, and very good as well. So we're going to be talking about that. For right now, let me see if I can find Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, guys, how you doing? Well, another day in paradise. Not that I'm stuck in paradise, but I kind of sort of am stuck. Well, my car was up on the rack, and I said, are you guys done yet putting in that new expensive big old hose? And they said, no, we need a few more hours. I'm like, oh, God, okay. So I'm still here. Last time I saw my car, she was up on a rack about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they closed at 5, so I doubt that she was finished. So I'm enjoying the view again, looking outside with all those kids getting to school, walking across the football field. All the green things growing again. What a storm yesterday. I had to ride out to Ancon to work on a client's computer and upgrade and whatnot. And I was on my moto, and I got back, and about 30 minutes after I got back, the world opened up and the water came down. Boy, timing was everything. Timing is everything. I got home just in time to not get wet on my moto, because there's nothing, it's not fun to ride around on the moto wet. It's not, no. You have to pull over and hide out under a bridge until it passes. But that was a big rain. And I'm enjoying my moto again. My sister called me and said, are you still riding that thing? Aren't you afraid? I was like, no, not afraid. I don't do crazy things. I stay in town, and I'm never more than a couple of kilometers from the house. So, you know, hey, but the moto is the way to go. Oh, man, I got there. I got parked. I didn't have any traffic problems. Oh, I do love it. And the fresh air in your face, oh, it's delightful. And I can fill up my entire tank of gasoline for under $6. Can you do that? Sorry, can't help myself. Yes, indeed. There's a dog out there in the middle of the field. Hello, doggy. Hello, kitty cats, dogs, animals. Can't wait to get back to the countryside. I am really, really missing my avocados. I had to buy one here the other day. Nope, I want one from my tree. I want to pick it, let it have a few days to ripen, and then eat it. All right, well, everything goes well today. Hopefully I'll get my car, and who knows where I'll be tomorrow. Till then, back to you in the studio.
Days into years, yes, 82 brings many fears. Yesterday's laughter turned to tears. His arms, his legs don't feel so strong. His heart is weak, there's something wrong. Opens windows in despair, tries to breathe in some fresh air. Conscience cries, get on your feet. Without you, Jack, the town can't eat. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no, no. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no. The people that live in the town don't understand. He's never been known to miss his round. It's 10 o'clock, the housewife shells. When Jack turns up, we'll give him hell. Husbands moan at the breakfast tables. No milk, no eggs, or marmalade labels. Mothers send the children out to Jack's house to scream and shout.
a sandy morning, bright and clear, lovely flowers decorate a marble square.
People who cry from walk away think about the fateful day. Now they wish they'd given Jack more affection and respect. The little children dressed in black don't know what's happened to old Jack.
There we go. That is an excerpt from a teenage opera from Keith Westow. Did that one? That was sort of mid-60s, if I remember rightly. But I'm not going to look it up. I can't remember. Time on this morning's breakfast show. It's 28 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and time to introduce my guest for this segment of the program. And we've got Stuart with us. Stuart Dunn. Good morning to you.
Good morning on this beautiful day. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's lovely to have you. Now, of course, people are saying, well, that doesn't sound like Stuart. Because you were just telling me the story. Because, I mean, you must be getting this question all the time, don't you?
I do. Even more so here, where it's even less of a common name.
Mm-hmm.
I typically go by my middle name, which is Olivia. Totally different. Thank goodness my mother put a very feminine second name.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just like to come out as a surprise, and here I am.
And why not?
Keep the people guessing.
And why not? Yeah. There's a girl named Sue. A boy named Sue. That's right, yes. Anyway, look, it's lovely to have you with us. And thanks for reaching out for us and sort of said we'd be interested. Absolutely. Because you're an author of children's books.
Correct. I have 3 right now and about 3 in the works, too.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah.
Okay. So why children's books?
I've been working in the education system in Panama since I first arrived in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of teachers have the issue where we have a content we need to cover, a specific topic or theme, and we look for what already exists. And when you're teaching children that are learning English as a second language, mm-hmm. sometimes what exists isn't at their level or best meets their needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was tired of changing my lesson plans, my ideas around to fit what already existed. And a student of mine just said, well, you could write the book. And I thought, it's a good idea. So it all started with that comment. Why not? Why not mm-hmm. create what's mm-hmm. needed and fill that hole?
Okay. And what I do like, so looking at your books is, you know, it's like, it does carry a message, an important message for the kids, which is so important to sort of get the particular topics in their mind at an early age. And mainly to do with the climate and pollution and the damage that that is done by all the crap that we put in the sea and everything else. And because it's, have we seen, you know, over the last years, the ones that are on the street and the ones that are causing the, causing us, the older people, to look at what is happening, of course, is the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we had an interesting discussion the other day with somebody when we were talking on it. We had, you're good with, how many? she can't tell because she's got 2 cameras going. but no, we had an environmentalist in the other week, and we were talking, you know, about this topic and what needs to be done and how it's so important to get the younger generation, the ones that say, you know, hey, daddy, don't put your rubbish on the floor, put it in the bin. So tell us a little bit about some of the stories you're telling with your books.
Absolutely. A lot of times people say, oh, it's an issue of culture.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's an issue of education.
Right.
And it's very insulting when you say it's an issue of culture. That's not in Panamanian culture. So we just have to educate the children, because those are the ones who are going to grow up making those changes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it started with a topic that most students are usually interested in, reduce, reuse, recycle, the three R's.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started talking about plastic pollution, and this book came out in 2019 when
mm-hmm.
Panama was making that law of banning single-use plastic. So it fit really nicely.
Mm.
And I felt it was a hit, and everybody else that read it loved it as well. And so I actually have plans to make a series with this character, Nico, the seagull. His first book of Nico's New Necklace talks about plastic pollution, and the draft I'm working on now talks about light pollution.
Okay.
And it's a topic mm-hmm. that even adults are like, wait, what did, you know?
Well, that's so recently. I mean, it was being mm-hmm. featured recently on the BBC. They had a big series about light pollution.
Yes. Yeah. It's a topic that when I learned more about it, I completely geeked out.
Mm-hmm.
I was just amazed by what it was, and that there, you know, there's dark sky societies and what it means, because it's not something that, you know, immediately chokes an animal or infects our water and makes us sick. So discussing the whole idea of what is this pollution that we can't physically touch.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second book that I worked on through the pandemic, Daisy's Busy Day, it tells us why we should support bees instead of fear them. You know,
mm-hmm.
what amazing benefits they have on the environment and how they contribute to our day-to-day. And every third bite of food you take, you should thank a bee
mm-hmm.
for, you know, for their pollination. And then my third one that is my most recent, A World of Spots, offers a lot of different situations which parents can use with their children to talk about perspective and points of view, which
mm-hmm.
is a skill
mm-hmm.
that children learn already naturally. But it's a very difficult topic for students to learn, or children in general, because when they're in this situation, they're very emotionally attached and emotionally driven. All of us are.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when you provide situations where they can look at two different characters and be outside of it and say, okay, why does he feel like this? Why does she feel like this? So, yeah, those are the topics. And I love the whole environmental idea and theme, but any book that I know that I'm going to create, it has to provide a lesson in a way that is both educational and entertaining to children.
Mm-hmm.
You have to
mm-hmm.
meet them at their level.
No, absolutely. And the thing is, I mean, I love, I think it was something on the BBC yesterday, and they were interviewing children about something. And although they sound like kids, they're incredibly sort of switched on,
mm-hmm.
you know. And sort of, and it's interesting, you're talking about light pollution. And it's something, like you said, we don't necessarily think of, because it's something that we live with. But I can remember we had relatives on my wife's side over one day, and we stayed in Boquete,
mm-hmm.
but not in Boquete, right up in the hills. And I remember looking up and seeing a sky that wasn't polluted with light, and you can see everything. You can see the galaxies, you can see the stars. And I mean, you're just going, wow. But this is something we should see all the time.
That's the thing, the phrase,
you know?
The stars aren't out tonight. No, the stars are always out.
Mm-hmm.
We're just in an area where we're not permitting ourselves to see that beauty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, I think that's brilliant. And you say you got three in the works. I mean, what I mean, how do you pick your topics?
Thank you. That's an amazing question. So a lot of my inspiration came from my students.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that,
mm-hmm.
you know, plastic pollution was something that they had this drive, and instead of keeping it just for 1 week during science class where, okay, bring in your trash and we're going to make something out of these recyclable items.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's why I decided to start with plastic pollution were the students. With the bees at lunch and in recess, seeing everyone, myself included, run for your lives whenever a bee comes remotely close to you, I thought, how funny. They don't understand why bees are important. So it all starts with an observation and finding out, okay, how can I rewrite this narrative?
Mm-hmm.
And then with perspective taking, constantly working with little ones through situations but this is my toy. Yes, but you can't take it from them in this moment if they're playing with it.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing that and knowing parents every day are struggling to get through those situations that come up a million times in one day. So.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, we've got nieces and nephews, just from them. They're sort of growing up fairly fast. But I remember, and I mean, I guess we're always the same. It's my toy. When you're touching
uh-huh.
my toy, get your hand off my toy. you know, then you sort of have World War III.
Oh,
you know?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, give me my toy back, you know, mum's having to sort it out. So, I mean, these are lessons. I mean, you know, also interesting you say when we're talking about, you know, the pollution, the rubbish in the streets. Your comment was interesting when you say, you know, it's not cultural. The thing is, I mean, in a way, don't you think it is? I mean, I remember here, you know, you go, it's not quite so bad now because the buses are air conditioned. But you'd be driving behind a bus and a beer bottle would come flying out of the window. It was the culture of, you know, because there was nothing different. Because, you know, you just threw your rubbish out the street. But the thing is, the kids are the ones that will change the culture. This is, if you like, the habits that people get into. I mean, they're the ones that'll say, hey, Dad, pick that up.
You know? Absolutely.
Or what I love is sometimes you see on YouTube, somebody throws something out of their car window at the traffic lights. Guy gets out, and just puts it back through the window and gives it to
them. Oh, you dropped this.
You know, you dropped this, yeah.
No, absolutely. And in every society, education is a part of culture.
Mm-hmm.
But I see education as being a part of culture that we can mold and adjust. It's not something that we're stuck in. So that while it was a part of culture, it doesn't have to continue to be.
Mm-hmm.
So if we educate the children,
exactly,
the culture can adjust. Mm-hmm. And I do see it moving in that direction. And I know that we're all grateful for that. So.
Yeah, and I think perhaps even as adults, some, you know, are becoming more aware of what's happening around, especially when we're seeing more dramatic events due to climate, things like this. So, and then of course, you've only got to look our friends from Bob, you know, the barrier that they put across. It had to leave Costa del Este because they didn't want it.
Absolutely.
But when you look at the amount of rubbish that's collected, and again, it's a cultural thing, we've got to stop, but there has to be a lead, there has to be somebody who says, yes, we are going to recycle, and you will recycle, you will put your rubbish in different containers. But we've got a way to go.
Absolutely, and it was heartbreaking to see, you know, that Bob wasn't wanted in specific places. Mm-hmm. I know Rob Getman.
I say Rob, yeah.
The man friend behind all of that. I had the amazing opportunity to be the English teacher for both his children.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. It's a small world. And it's even smaller when you get in specific niches like the groups that are trying to educate and grow. And so I fully support the new WANDA and all the programs that are going on right now.
Yeah, no, and we had, I think it was Diego, I think we had.
Diego Ferro, yes.
Diego with his, we've now got Billy the Truck.
He's an amazing person, and they're doing amazing work.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a piece of music, and we will be back with our guest, Stuart Dunn, children's author. And I've got a track from Barbara Streisand. It's called Children Will Listen.
Nothing's all black, but then not to say it will all be all right, all that it mightn't be to you too. The things you say, children will listen. Care for the things you do, children will see and learn. Children may not obey, but children will listen. Children will look to you. Which way to turn to learn what to be? Careful before you say, listen to me. Children will
the spell. right. What can you say that no matter how slight won't be misunderstood? What do you leave to your child when you're dead? Only whatever you put in its head. Things that your mother and father had said which were left to them too. Careful what you say. Children will listen. Careful you do it too. Children will see and learn. Oh, guide them but step away. Children will glisten. Tamper with what is true and children will turn. If just to be free.
Yes, indeed, the beautiful voice of Barbara Streisand, and children will listen, which is absolutely true. And the person telling them what to listen to is my guest, Stuart Dunn, author of children's books. And have you ever thought about sort of doing a Harry Potter type thing? Because, you know, when I see people writing books for children, of course, that's how that all started. I mean, J.K. Rowling was unemployed. She has had no money.
Absolutely.
Nothing. And she started writing. Look at her now.
I don't think when she was writing on that napkin that Harry Potter was going to be what Harry Potter is now.
But you know, it fascinates me. And I don't know, because with your character as well, but what fascinates me is that it's not just a question of sitting down and writing. And I know you give bullet points on your website to people who have started to write a book. But when you think about, if you like, in a way, the complexity of Harry Potter, I don't know what he did for a living. but all the characters have to be thought out. They have to have a history. They have to have a personality. I can't get my head around how people can do it.
Oof, the wrong ideas we have about writing any book in general. I commend anyone who writes a book, and I think the New York Times, maybe, or Wall Street Journal did in around 2008 a study, and it said about 80% of people want to write a book. Less than 1% actually do. And I hear people tell me all the time, oh, but a children's book must be easier to write. While there's less words, that means that you have less words to work with. Mm-hmm. So every word you choose needs to be very intentional. And that doesn't mean picking the most difficult word, because you also have to recognize your audience.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of thought that goes behind. And allowing illustrations to do speaking that's not just an exact replica of what the words are. It's difficult, but it's very satisfying.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, I think anything like that. Because I'm amazed people can actually sort of totally immerse themselves in writing books. And it's the same to me when I think about people that can play a musical instrument. And I mean, I envy it, because the fact you can just go away and you've had a hard day at work and you can pick up a guitar or can sit down at the piano and just let everything come out. And it's the same with writing. People get in and they get to, you're saying a little bit, your books, do you ever get writer's block? Do you ever sort of?
Do I ever get writer's block? Only about 30 times a day. And I say the best way to get out of it, at least for me, is to go out into nature, walk and move my body. And I'll be that person looking a bit crazy where I'm talking into my phone, or I stop to take a note, or it comes to you in random times. But when you try to force something creative with an instrument as well, or writing or painting, it never works. So that's another thing too, is a lot of creative people, it's hard to make a living out of it too, because when you start doing that work to survive, you have to force yourself to do it, and sometimes what you want to come out isn't coming
exactly
out.
Yeah. And I mean, even doing this, sometimes, like, Monday mornings are always tough. That's why normally Mondays and Fridays, I sort of try and keep as like a sort of music day.
Right.
Because it gives me a chance, firstly on a Monday, to sort of warm up for the rest of the week, and then on a Friday to just have fun and, you know, wind down for the end of the week. But no, I can see that. Just quickly, when we're talking about throwing rubbish around. Good morning to Christopher. Christopher says, and the people throwing rubbish in the streets are the same ones complaining that the government should do something about clogging sewers and the flooding it causes, which is quite true. But it's just digressing for a minute, because this is an interesting topic, because I lived in Singapore for a number of years. 1969 to 1971, and of course Singapore is very similar with regards to climate. It's a monsoon. But you see, they don't have closed drains.
Mm-hmm.
They're open.
Mm-hmm.
And they're open at the side of every street, and so you don't have this issue. And what they do, of course, they're easy to clean. They just come along, and then things are caught in there. They clean it out. And I can't understand why we have these closed drain systems, because when we do get sort of torrential rains, and especially as things are changing with regards to the climate, and we do get flooding, and I just can't understand why they don't just start making open we get monsoon drains at the side of the road. They don't seem to have sort of twigged on we are in a tropical country sometimes. But anyway, you could write a book about that.
Oh, for sure. And yeah. I mean, mentioning about that, I'm no architect nor engineer in terms of city structure, but you've been here quite a while and seen the city rise up more so than out. But it'll be mm-hmm. interesting to mm-hmm. compare, you know, how they're working on those types of issues in areas like Green Valley or Umbrisas, where they're expanding.
Mm-hmm.
If they're making those changes now that they have the opportunity, versus in Panama City, they're working with what they've got when they had the city blueprint a while ago, where I'm sure nobody imagined that it was going to boom as it did.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working with what they have and just going up. And it's one of those things of, I think it was Chris who said, the people who are throwing the trash are the same complaining. And what I want to tell him and anyone else is that there's a lot of finger pointing. And instead of saying, like, okay, what can I do about this issue right mm-hmm. now with what mm-hmm. I have, where I'm at? And not to turn it back into the book, but what I could do, I couldn't vote here.
Mm-hmm.
I can pick up the trash that I do see, but it would be frustrating if I constantly saw this and didn't do anything about it. What am I going to? I'm going to be the crazy green guy that starts yelling at people to put their trash, in the trash can. And so I decided to write a book, educate the children.
Sure.
That's what I'm working with.
But the thing is, and again, it's something I mentioned the other day. I mean, for a relatively modern city, why do we still have ladies going around with wooden sticks with half a cut? A sort of plastic oil can, which has been cut in half, tied to this stick, going around and cleaning the streets. It's impossible. You can't do it. Yes, there is crap. And I keep talking, and I mentioned it to you about, the walkover going by Multicentro. Normally every street, every step has rubbish on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tempted sometimes to go down with a goddamn brush from my mm-hmm. dustpan and sweep it up. But you can't expect these poor women to be able to cope with everything. Why don't we have a professional cleaning service? You know, these
right.
streetcars that go around and pick up all the rubbish. So, the leadership, I'm afraid, has to come from the top. It comes from the top down, but it's trying to go from the bottom up.
I agree.
And there's another book.
Right.
what sort of inspiration do you get from the children that you teach?
I see that I've been blessed to work at a school in which we don't cut them to fit a mold. We, mm-hmm. as teachers and professionals, have to adjust to their learning styles and their techniques. And being able to do that, we've continued to foster their creativity, their inquiries. They question. And those questions are the same questions that we're asking, too. So that's where, that's where I've been able to pick up the things, what matters to them,
mm-hmm.
and how can I continue to foster that curiosity? And let me write a book for you. If
mm-hmm.
that's what
mm-hmm.
interests you, I'm going to meet you where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying to force the topic down your throat, like, don't care about this. Because it's issues that more of us should care about. More of us should know the benefits of the little animals that we have, the insects.
Mm-hmm.
More of us should know the consequences of not taking care of plastic pollution or pollution in general. More of us should know how to see someone else's perspective. And I know, I'm sure you as well, being not an outsider, but not a local, we've both been here for years, and you've had to kind of accept that sometimes there's not a right or wrong way of living. There's just a different way of living. So each place has its pros and cons, and you pick what list of pros and cons you want when you're living there. And if you want to do something, you know, then do it with whatever abilities you have. Talking to the people every day on the radio as well, you're working with your skill set to make an impact and whatever scale that is.
Exactly, whatever skill that is. Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with you more. I didn't even know I had one.
Yeah, absolutely. A very good one.
But it's all very, very true. And I think, but you're absolutely right. You know, teaching the kids, because they're the ones that are going to make the correction. But I just feel sorry for them right now as to, you know, what it's not easy what they've got to look forward to right now. You know, we have our nephews and nieces, and they're sort of now, you know, getting in towards their sort of coming towards their teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, gosh, you know, what have we done?
What gifts are we giving them,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, you know. Now, tell me, your books, I know they're available on Amazon because I'm looking at them right now.
Yes.
Where else can you get your books?
Absolutely. So I have a few available in Reba Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which exact location, I'm not sure. And also in Hambre de la Mancha Kids.
Oh, okay.
In San Francisco. And they're surrounded by beautiful, amazing other works, both in English and Spanish, of local authors as mm-hmm. well. So there's a growing community of writers and authors publishing great works here mm-hmm. in Panama. So, I mean, a mini shout-out to them, because you can make a bigger impact when you work as a team. And mm-hmm. being able mm-hmm. to find that kind of writer family has helped me in ways, and I know I've been able to happily support others on their journey, too.
I mean, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but, I mean, with the introduction of, technology things like Kindles and things like that, Has there been a decline in physical books?
Good question. So there has been a bit of an impact for books for adults.
Mm-hmm.
Children's books, there has absolutely not been a decline mm-hmm. in the need for physical copies. Especially with the illustrations, two of my first two books have an e-version.
Mm-hmm.
And they're available on Kindle, and it's not the same reading experience. Mm-hmm. As adults, we don't need the pictures. The graphics, you can put a bit mm-hmm. easier mm-hmm. on a Kindle. But, yeah, that's why I think it's so important here, because I have a Kindle myself. There's not many, unfortunately, not many libraries yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very easy and cheaper if I just click and buy the e-version. But for children's books, we have to have physical copies
mm-hmm.
so kids can feel it, so they can turn the page, so they can – it makes it – more part of the process for them in the story.
Also, I think the importance with your books as well, that's something we should touch on, because it's not just the writing, it's the artwork that comes with it. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. The relationship you have with your illustrator is of the utmost importance. And I have had the amazing opportunity to work with two wonderful Panamanians on my artwork, because mm-hmm. I also want to have that connection to Panama, the country that I love so much. And my next book I'm working on, I also just hired another Panamanian to be that illustrator. And my thing is, I have the images in my head already. I just need someone who has that skill set mm-hmm. to bring it to life.
Interpret them, yeah.
Yeah, and so all of these women have been very open and receptive to providing their feedback, but to hearing what I have to say and trying to make that exist on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And their skills are just, they blow me away. And to see them now, one of them is an author herself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's a very cool relationship, and you can easily find an illustrator online on Fiverr or Upwork, but I wanted someone local so I could have that personal touch mm-hmm, to mm-hmm, Panama
mm-hmm.
and to have that more intimate relationship with them, because we're working with art.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no wrong way to do it, but I've had the opportunity to work with amazing Panamanians on my illustrations, and I continue to do so.
And in your next book, for my purposes, mm-hmm. just do the outline of the drawing so I can color them in.
Yes, that's more of a coloring book. Yes,
you know, that's my idea. I mean, I'm terrible. And again, I explained this to somebody the other day. It's something which I don't do. Is I don't read.
No.
No, I mean, it's strange, isn't it? I don't know if it's because I don't have the concentration. I will start a book and my mind goes off somewhere else, and I don't do something else.
Even with audiobooks or podcasts?
Audiobooks, I've started listening to audiobooks, but they tend to send me to sleep. You know, I mean, I would need a, you know, I'd have to tell my my Alexa thingy in the bedroom that, you know, stop reading to me after two pages, because by then I've gone to sleep.
Right.
But they are, I tell you what, they are brilliant when you're driving.
Oh, and when I'm, every morning I go walk on the Cinta Costera and I'm listening to a podcast. And it's hard to fall asleep when I'm
walking. I hope that's not between 6 and 10 in the morning.
Do what?
I said I hope that's not between 6 and 10 in the morning.
No, absolutely not. I know, I'm already dedicated to a radio station.
No, just checking. But, no, what I find is that, you know, you put that on in the car and you completely become oblivious to the traffic jams and the whatever, because you're listening and you just, oh, you know, this is pleasant. But no, it's just something that, and it's not something new, it's just something that I never sort of...
But reading is a passion and a skill set that that enters you when you're a child, so it's very important how we foster that skill. And it's, there's a lot of parents and teachers who use reading as a punishment.
Really?
What are you teaching? You know, okay, you've been acting up, go in your room and you need to read one more chapter. Or someone's acting up in class. Sit down and read this book until I tell you, you know, to come back and join us.
Cool. Oh, we got the strap when I was at school. And I'm not joking either.
I know you're not. That's why I'm happy it's not like that anymore.
Oh, those were the good old days.
Right.
Yes. Hey, we're just about out of time. Stuart, it's been great having you with us here on the program. We're going to put some links to you on our webpage today and to the Amazon page where you can get the books from.
Fantastic.
And, I mean, an audiobook wouldn't work for you, would it? It's you've got to have the pictures.
I mean, I would love to do some voice work with that, but, no, and I would have to do this insane Spanglish like I do when I read, and it's very hard to see my cinematic expressions and my acting when it's an audiobook, so unfortunately, no.
Anyway, Stuart, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Congratulations on your books. Keep them coming.
Thank you.
Keep in touch.
Absolutely.
And that's it. That has brought us to the top of the hour. So it's time for our little call sign. And if you missed the news at 8, I got it for you in just about 30 seconds time.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
There's a place that we can go to the heartbeat of a melody, and the music fills your soul. You know all I wanna say
hold you oh so close to me. There's a fire in my heart. We dance the night away. No words can ever portray. So let your body talk. Speak the language of love. We dance the night away. Come let the music play. Forget the world outside and dance the night away. Tell it to you now, as we dance the whole night long, you can hear the words I want to sing in the magic of the song. You know all I want to say when I hear the music start and I hold you oh so close to me. There's a fire in my heart.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Yeah.
Two in a row, we started off with Engelbert Humperdinck. We danced the night away, and this is Rudimental, by the way, with Lay It All On Me, featuring Ed Sheeran. Yes, he's in there. I thought I recognised that voice in there. Big thanks once again to my guest Stuart Dunn and those amazing books. Don't forget, we're going to have links on our website today. That's on thebreakfastshow.com.pa. Links to where you can get the books and, of course, information on Stuart Dunn. Still to come, we're going to check in with Yasmin. We've got a couple of tracks from Born This Day in music as well. So don't go away. there we go, yes. Supertramp and Give a Little Bit. Time on the Breakfast Show. It is time for us to take our morning wander down the corridor. See what's going on in the other part of the building. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning.
And how did you enjoy our guest this morning?
Oh, I love her.
Mm-hmm.
I love all her books about people.
You've got this thing about bugs, haven't you?
About nature.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Everything is great.
And when you have you done any bug pictures lately?
Oh, yes, from our last trip to Cerro Azul.
Ah, okay.
I got some of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you sort of, why don't you sort of put them on an internet site?
Oh, well, that's a lot of work.
Well, you know, I tell you what, I've got somebody who did it. He's got a site, and he's got a guy called Urs Hauerstein, who's a friend of mine. He lives up in...
Okay, I guess you showed me the website, right?
Yeah, that's right, and mm-hmm. he would put them up there for you.
Okay. Maybe he has money, I don't.
Well, you tell you what, you could always put them on the back of the PBC site, couldn't you? There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing, bugs don't worry you at all.
No.
Do they worry Ian or not?
It depends. He doesn't like spiders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess most of them, he doesn't like them.
Oh, well, there you go. So, he's okay. He doesn't need to see a psychiatrist. We got a couple of This Day in Music, Born on This Day.
Mm-hmm,
exactly. We're really going back in time, aren't we?
Exactly. 1920, Bert Whedon, English guitarist who had the 1959 UK number 10 single Guitar Boogie Shuffle. His best-selling tutorial guides, Play in a Day, were a major influence on many British musicians such as Eric Clapton, Brian May, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, John Lennon, and more.
You know what? I remember Bert Whedon well because as a kid, mm-hmm. you know, little baby kid then,
mm-hmm.
He used to be on TV and he used to sort of teach guitar on TV.
Wow.
But he was an absolutely phenomenal guitarist.
Oh, that's cool.
So we're going to listen to the Guitar Boogie Shuffle, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Bert Whedon with his guitar boogie shuffle.
Nice.
Yeah, he can play a guitar, can't he? But yeah, all those people there that took his book in How to Play in a Day. Perhaps I should get one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's hope for me yet.
Mm-hmm.
Never know. Perhaps I should. It's not never too late to learn, is it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're right.
So, and now you need to give us a rundown on your day yesterday.
Oh, well, guess what? Seems like most of the museums are closed on Mondays. So we just got to the one at Las Bóvedas that I, as I told you before.
Right.
That's the one that we wanted to go.
Uh-huh.
But we realized it's not a museum, it's a gallery.
Oh, okay.
So they had a photography exhibition. It was very nice. We love it. I mean, you know, that environment of the old architecture of the old city, it's very nice. So that was our first time there, and we really enjoy it. It's a very nice place. And we realized that they are going to have different exhibitions every 15 days. They change the exhibition. So it's very nice to go there. It's free. The entrance is totally free. Right now they have two different photography exhibitions.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of them is En Concreto is the name of the exhibition.
Okay.
And it's about the workers... the you know, the constructions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's about them, so that's a very nice theme. And also they have another one for different photos, photography around the city around Panama. So that was very nice. And also, well, we try to go to the one that you told me for.
The
center, and it was closed. So, and the other one also was closed. That is a little church. They have also a wood exhibition. We wanted to go there, but it was closed too. So, but at least we went to this new place, and we really like it.
Oh, okay. Also, it wasn't a wasted day.
No.
Oh, good.
And once we finish, it started raining. So it was the perfect timing.
Yeah, they were just waiting for you, weren't they?
Yes. So that was good, yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And, right, what is our second Born on this day of music?
Mm-hmm. In 1935, Larry Williams, American rhythm and blues and rock and roll singer, the Beatles and the Jam covered his songs. He scored the 1957 U.S. number 5 hit single Short, Fat, Funny, and hit with Dizzy Miss Lizzy.
Dizzy Miss Lizzy, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
The other one? Not really, no.
Okay.
I'm glad about that, because it's probably quite old.
Okay.
But this one, Dizzy Miss Lizzy.
Okay.
You made me dizzy, dizzy, dizzy. When we
Yes, Larry Williams there, and Dizzy, Miss Lizzy, you recognise that one, yes or not?
No.
I can, when listening to it, of course, I can remember, reminds me about the Beatles one, I remember that.
Mm-hmm, okay.
But, actually, funny enough, I was looking, but I don't seem to have it, which is unusual.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, a bit of time I lie down. what are your plans for today, then?
Well, today we got an invitation for the opening of a new store at Multiplaza. Thermo, what was the name that I told you?
Thermomix. Yeah. We were there the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It's been opening. It's unusual because it's been open for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's incredible. We went in, myself and a good lady went in. In fact, she's got an appointment, I think, might be at the weekend, but she's going for a demonstration.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we're going to see that too today.
Yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Computerized cooking.
Hmm.
I like that idea.
Okay.
You can report back on that tomorrow.
Yes, of course. I will. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and have a wonderful. What time are you going for that?
At 11.
Oh, okay.
The opening.
Okay, brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Thank
and
you very
be interested to know if they give you any samples, what the food tastes like.
Exactly.
But I noticed the one here in Panama, they don't give you the price.
Oh, no?
No. When you go to their website, mm-hmm. you have to fill out a form to get the price. Those kind of things annoy me. Because they're getting your information before they give you a price for the goods.
Hmm.
But I know looking at Amazon,
mm-hmm.
sort of ranging between $800 and $1,000, yes.
Oh, wow.
So get me one while you're there, mate.
Okay.
So, okay, we'll enjoy that. That'll be quite
fun.
Yeah. Yes,
sure.
See how tech is evolving. Into
mm-hmm.
And because they've even got machines, haven't they, that do 3D printing of food.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So there we go. All right, have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
And look forward to hearing all about that mañana.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Take care, love. And that's it, 23 minutes, if you keep your nine the time, 23 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock.
Yeah. It's three in a row on The Breakfast Show.
Time can never mend the careless whispers of the heart and mind. Ignorance is kind, but there's no comfort. Pain is the hole you find. Should've known better, yeah.
Go, yes, aha, there, and Summer Moved On. Three in a row. We had Careless Whisper from Wham. And starting us off, I can't honestly remember. It's a long time ago. Let me see if I got it here. Let me just see. Oh, I'm on the Beach. I think that was the one we started off with. And I'm on the Beach by Gomez. Oh, good job. I got some bits and pieces here that remind me. Apart from Yasmin, time on the Breakfast Show. We are, let me see, 3.5 minutes away from us calling it a bit of a day. So I think taking us there, about a sight for sore eyes.
I'm all strong and no one feels so wild. for sore eyes. As a matter of fact, at the drop of my hat, your mama's a bride. You're a sight for sore eyes. As a matter of fact, at the drop of my hat, your mama's a bride. In love, in love, in love, a surprise. In love, in love, in love, a surprise. In love, in love, in love.
There we go, yes, Sight for Sore Eyes. And that was the track of this one. That was from M People. We haven't played M People for a while, have we? So that's it. Take us out of this morning's breakfast show. It's been great being with you this morning. I keep saying it's great being with you any morning. There we go. Big thanks to my guest in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, Stuart Dunn, author of children's books, all beautifully illustrated as well. So go and check out thebreakfastshow.com.pa website today. We'll have information there linking you to where you can get hold of the books with Amazon, or some information about our guest. So that's on the website. So big thanks again to Stuart Dunn. To our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid for reporting in. Still waiting to get her car finished so she can get back off to the countryside. And big thanks to Yasmin, of course, for all the work on the show, my producer. And also, by the way, to Born on This Day in Music as well today. My thanks also to our co-producer Neil Danby, the boys and girls, the group of guys who kept us up and running, and to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Saying it already tomorrow, yes, middle of the week tomorrow, isn't it? WTW. So I'll be back with you then, 6 o'clock in the morning to tomorrow. So please do what you can, keep safe so that you're with us in the morning, because what do I say about tomorrow in the mornings? 6 o'clock, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, all right? So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.